When an animated movie about an Afro-Latino superhero was released in 2018, few observers expected it to be a hit. But that was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and it was a huge success. It took in almost $400 million at the box office, and it even won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature, setting the bar a whole lot higher for the sequel. Well, that sequel is also now nominated for Best Animated Feature, and with the Oscars ceremony coming up on Sunday, here's critic Bob Mondello with a reprise of his review for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Here we go again.
My name's Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man.
Not sure if Spidey's is the most started, restarted, and possibly jump-started superhero saga ever, but with 8 live-action features starring 3 different Peter Parkers and now 2 gorgeously animated Spider-Verses starring Shameik Moore's Miles, it has to be up there. And yet there's a new wrinkle, a faceless guy in white with black holes all over him robbing a convenience store.
Excuse me, do you have an ATM machine?
Yeah, around here in the box.
Preferably not chained to the wall.
What?
Nothing.
This should be simple enough. Just make a hole, grab the money.
Why do people say ATM machine?
Who said that?
The M stands for machine.
Spider-Man!
So are you like a cow or a Dalmatian?
He's more a walking wormhole.
I am the Spot.
It's not funny.
It kind of is, except the wormholes he creates are destabilizing whole universes, not to mention making Miles late for a meeting with his folks and a high school guidance counselor.
And a B in Spanish.
What?
Ooh, Miles.
Are you trying
to... Calmate, mommy. S-O-N-O-S, my fault.
That gets him grounded until a pal shows up through one of the Spot's wormholes.
Miles!
Gwen?
Want to get out of here?
Gwen Stacy, Ghost Spider in her universe, introducing him to an elite crew that includes all the best spider people.
Spider-Man.
Oh, no way! All of us are.
And even a spider cat.
Can this day get weirder? I guess it can.
Where Into the Spider-Verse was essentially a tricky exercise in world-building, Across the Spider-Verse is about maturity and personal growth. Miles discovers that his new spider buds have a lot in common.
There's moments in our stories that are the same for all of us.
The death of Uncle Ben, say, and even, as a South Asian spider dude establishes, personality quirks regarding phrasing.
I love chai tea.
Chai tea? Chai means tea. You're saying tea tea.
So the question confronting Miles is the one that confronts most 15-year-olds. Indeed, most people, with a life trajectory basically laid out by family, tradition, circumstances.
Everyone keeps telling me how my story is supposed to go.
Does he still have options?
I'm gonna do my own thing.
What makes his working out of the question artful is the literal art the filmmakers bring to it.
Thread the needle!
Clever takes on comic book illustration mixed with uniquely cinematic animated styling for each Spider-Verse. In fact, for each spider person, from punkish graffiti to Lego blocks, urban grit, saturated Indian reds and golds, and the shifting watercolor pastels that make Gwen's universe seem to be reflecting her moods.
In every other universe, Gwen Stacy falls for Spider-Man. And in every other universe, it doesn't end well.
Well, it's the first time for everything, right?
If the last film was a major reset for genre expectations, Across the Spider-Verse is an expansion for artistic ones, rich enough in feeling and character and innovative visuals to warrant, and I'm kind of astonished to be saying this, the second or even third visit that fans will want to give it. I may just join them. I'm Bob Mondello. Just to save you.